Brockman Sign.
Hi, is Al there?
Just one second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Al?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Al, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to follow up with you. We spoke about a month ago. You said you were good then and to check back around this time. So I just want to touch base if you were looking to add on any equipment or needing some extra capital.
I think you got the wrong guy. I don't ever borrow money.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Can't get wealthy if you're borrowing money, my brother.
Yeah, that's true. We had the UCC filing and said you did something to Huntington National back in 2012.
I did what?
Did you do something through Huntington National back in 2012?
The girls at Huntington Bank wanted me to take a line of credit out on my house because I don't have a mortgage.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted me to grab a line of credit for my business.
Off
and
the house?
I told them I'm not paying. No.
Oh.
Business one, house another.
Uh-huh.
And I told them, if you want me to do that, I will do it, but I'm not paying you nothing. So that line of credit is set up, yes.
Okay. It's kind of just...
Never been tapped.
Yeah.
It was a favor to the girls. They must have been getting a promotion.
Yeah, something like that. They talked you into
right.
It, huh?
Yeah, it didn't cost me nothing, so.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, and so you have that. So you never yet use it, but it's good to have in case something comes
I
up.
I don't.
You know?
I honestly do not borrow money.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I'm closing on a little piece of property to add to my corner here that this week that I'm just writing a check for.
Oh, great! Good for you.
Yeah, I don't like to pay interest, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You know, keep what you make. Have you always been like, how'd you kind of get into business without having to do that?
Started with $2,000 on my credit card.
Wow.
In the first month, I had the $2,000 paid off.
Oh, that's crazy. So you just bought like a sign machine or?
Well, back when I started, it was with all you needed was some paint and brushes.
Oh, wow. There
yeah.
you go. So then now you have all that. And do you use, like, Zund machines or, like, those big type of machines now?
Oh, I got probably $750,000 worth of equipment in here.
That's great. That's amazing.
Multiple printers, multiple cutters, laminators, 6 foot by 10 foot computerized router.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And how did you, like, kind of market everything or get your name out there?
I do that?
Yeah, from when you were, like, younger with the $2,000 up to where you are now. That's pretty crazy.
Well, number one is it's about location. So I found a little 800-square-foot building that had 35,000 cars a day going by that I could rent for $500 a month.
Wow. You can't beat that.
So,
that's free marketing right there.
Correct. And then I put a big 4x8 sign out there and then moved to this corner that I own now, and I'm in 7,000 square feet.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's
And by the way, I paid cash for the corner as well.
That's great. Well,
yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, it sounds like you got, you know, everything together. Yeah, like I said, I just want to, you know, get in touch with you, see if you had anything coming up that we could help you out with. But it sounds like you got everything taken care of.
No, I pretty much, I don't know. Life is real easy if you pay cash for everything you do.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And that's just kind of, you just reinvest all that into your business as well?
Yeah. Stock market business, commercial property. I got a hell of a piece of commercial property here with 45,000 cars a day going by at a light on a corner.
Wow, that's
1 mile from a freeway.
And did you have, like, a mentor, or did you kind of just learn as you went?
Well, the good thing about being in a small business, like a sign business, the people I deal with every day are small business owners.
That was
a lot of
them. You're on the same level.
So, yeah, well, I get a watch, you know? Like, real estate. I see the successful realtors, and I might get into a 20-minute conversation with them just that way.
Exactly.
It wasn't in school, I can tell you that, my brother. I barely got out of high school.
Yeah. I hear you. I feel like they don't set you up. They set you up to fail, I feel like.
They absolutely set you up to fail.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you borrow money, you know, I get it that most people got to borrow for their house, but if you understand compounding interest, and you can wait for a little while on your purchases, you know. Well, for me, when I was 16 years old, I bought my own car and was paying my own insurance. So I paid cash for a car back then. It was a $500 piece of shit. But I drove pieces of shit till I was 30 years old.
Yeah.
I never paid money for transportation. I took a month and would find a car cheaper than a Blue Book value, drive it for a couple years, and sell it for what I paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So think about what I saved over the average kid today taking out $400 and $500 a month car loans that are seven year car loans.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
right?
It's not, yeah, exactly. You saved all that money.
So it's just I don't know. And then once you get the money working for you, you know the rule 72, right?
The rule 72? No, I'm not.
Yeah, compounding interest.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know who Albert Einstein is, right?
Yeah.
All right, Albert Einstein says it's the eighth wonder of the world, compounding interest.
Really?
And he says, he who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it.
That
so if you look around at all your friends, they're all paying on bank loans, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take, so the rule 72 compounding interest is if you take $10,000 and you earn 10% on that money, right, in the market or real estate, it doubles every 7.2 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I knew that ever since I was a young kid, and now I'm 53. And I make more money off what I have invested in my life than I make in my business.
Wow.
So basically I could be retired for life. Even if I lived to 100, I will still keep getting richer.
That's great.
That's how you should. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Well, do me a favor, man. Look up compounding interest. Understand how it works. There's compounding interest calculators all over the place. You'd be surprised if you put away, you can get online and Google compounding interest calculator and just fill it out. At 25, if you put away, let's say, $6,000 a year. By the time you're 65, if you average 8 to 10% on the money, and you learn how to become a better investor, and you understand stocks, how you already know how money works, you're in the banking industry. You understand all those things, you'll see that that money can turn into over $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. Like Rita,
you've heard of Warren Buffett, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. If I could have bought Warren Buffett's stock the day I was born, if I could have bought $10,000 worth of stock the day I was born, maybe when I was like 3 years old. So if Warren Buffett with Berkshire Hathaway, if you had 10 grand in Berkshire Hathaway 51 years ago, it would be worth $75 million today.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
He's averaged 21-point-something%. So that means every 3.5 years, your money doubles. So just stop and think about that. 100 grand turns into 200. 200 turns into 400. 400 turns into 800. Now you're at 1.6 million. Then 3.2 million. Then 6.4 million. Then 12.8 million. Then 25.6 million. So once you get up into those big numbers, if you start early and get money invested, that money keeps doubling.
Yeah,
but you have to cut your expenses out.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you have to make big paper, one or the other. Or you just get a part-time job or start a little business on your own, whatever it is. You know, I don't care if it's cutting grass. And if you make $300-$400 a week in the summer cutting grass, you just keep working at your other job, you take that $300 or $400, you start investing it, and just let it in there, and it'll grow, and then all of a sudden you're old, you know, you start getting older, you look and you're like, wow, that $250,000 I had in there, I never put another dime in there for the last 6 years, and now all of a sudden it's $500,000. That's how wealth is made. It is not made. If it was made by what the person made a year, let's stop and think about this. The average person in the NFL,
Yeah.
5 years after they get out of the NFL, they're broke. They're bankrupt. Stop and think about that. These are guys making millions, right? And they spend all the millions. So the wealth isn't made by what you make. It's by how much you put away. Now, obviously, there are some NFL players that are worth a fortune. Those are guys that lived within their means and then took all the extra money and invested it. So look up compounding interest.
Okay,
just do it. You'll be amazed, man. I'm telling you.
And then if you do it someday...
Pass it on to some young kids. I pass it on to young kids all day long.
All right. Sounds good. I will.
All right, man.
Definitely look that up. All right, yeah. Well,
all right.
Thanks for your time,
you have a good
Ron.
One, brother.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.